Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Serious question, Lee.
Okay.
Are Democrats trying to get members of ICE killed Colorado style? Yeah. I can prove it, too. I'm not just throwing incendiary remarks around. Are they trying to get them killed?
They are certainly at risk of doing that, yes.
At the rate they're going right now. Okay. If you're following what's going on in San Diego, which you are not if you are taking in legacy media, they're blacking it out. A violent Democrat mob attacked ICE officers who were merely trying to do their job. They were doing a raid on a restaurant that illegally employs illegal immigrants. They ended up having to deploy basically smoke bombs because the violent left-wing lunatic mob was spitting on them and hurling glass bottles at them, standing in between them and the illegals. Okay. While they were doing, we're going to break all the parts of this down. While they were doing that, they were wearing masks. Well, the left has become obsessed with this, called them Gestapo, and is demanding they take the masks off. Why? So they can dox them and their families and their children and send the left-wing mobs to their houses, which is a tactic that Democrats have been using for 150 years. Left-wingers have, I should say. It's a tactic they've been using. Okay. So to break this down, we'll start with the San Diego council member who called ICE agents terrorists after the raid. They are terrorists. This is one of the tactics that Democrat leadership is using, both locally and nationally, because they'll kind of wink, wink, nod, nod, convey that, well, these ICE officers are kind of breaking the law. They're kind of terrorists. They're kind of Gestapo. It's kind of bad. They never say, like, what they're doing that is illegal. And the answer is because there isn't anything. They are enforcing the law. Notice something here before I play this absolutely disgusting audio by Cory Booker, who I swear is trying to get members of ICE killed. I don't know how else you could look at it. If Democrats want these ICE raids to end, Lee, instead of violently hurling bottles, instead of doxing ICE agents and their children, maybe they could pass laws opening the border. Open borders laws. Get rid of this idea that coming here illegally is a crime. And ICE will go away. Defund ICE. Once you run on that, defund ICE and ICE will go away. Run on it. Make the argument to the American people. They're not, though.
No.
Instead, they are implying, wink, wink, nod, nod, to their lunatic friend sheeple, hey, these guys are breaking the law. You might want to go do something about that. But they're not. They're just enforcing the law. So Democrats are saying we have the right to break the law. Illegals have the right to break the law. And we are going to violently oppose anybody who doesn't let them. That is literally their position. Listen to this writer. This is New York Representative Dan Goldman. And thank God he's not Vice President Tim Walz.
This is Gestapo-like behavior, where plainclothes officers wearing masks are terrorizing immigrants.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense.
Here's Cory Booker, leader of the Democrats in Congress. This is incredibly irresponsible, especially right after the Colorado attack. Are you kidding me? By an illegal immigrant that Joe Biden not only let in, let overstay the visa, but rewarded with a work permit?
This is not the Soviet Union. We're not behind the Iron Curtain. This is not the 1930s. And every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will, of course, be identified. That, in fact, is the law. And we're going to make sure that the American people have the transparency necessary to hold people accountable when they're folks who cross the line.
See what they're doing there? It's brilliantly. Makes it sound like they're, you know, ICE is maybe breaking the law a little bit, maybe a little bit out of control, maybe doing some wrong or illegal things. But he never says what those things are.
Yeah.
They're just enforcing the law. But the Democrats deliberately create confusion. So what do they want right now? They want these agents unmasked so their mobs can hurt them. I'm going to explain. But here's Cory Booker. This is what they want.
Every single ICE agent who's engaged in this aggressive overreach and are trying to hide their identities from the American people will be unsuccessful in doing that. This is America. That's what's going to happen.
Okay. They want them unmasked. Why do they want them unmasked? You can hear this is the head of ICE, Todd Lyons-Lee, and he was emotional saying this. He was asked in San Diego, you know, why are your agents covering their faces? And he walked away from the podium, got angry, came back and explained.
I'm going to answer the mask question. So, not the mask, the mask. So a lot of agencies were invited to come out 2 weeks ago in Los Angeles where we ran an operation where ICE officers were doxxed. So let's just say that again. People are out there taking photos of the names, their faces, and posting them online with death threats to their family and themselves. So I'm sorry if people are offended by them wearing masks, but I'm not going to let my officers and agents go out there and put their lives on the line and their family on the line because people don't like what immigration enforcement is. They are wearing those masks because we ran an operation with the Secret Service where we arrested someone that was going online, taking their photos, posting their families, their kids' Instagram, their kids' Facebooks, and targeting them. So let me ask, is that the issue here, that we're just upset about the masks? Or is anyone upset with the fact that ICE officers' families were labeled terrorists?
Their children.
Yeah.
This is the left.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the modern left. And you know how you know the left knows this is a bad look, Lee? That the San Diego raid with the violent leftist mob, the smoke bombs in the bottles, none of the legacy media reported it, except Fox News. NBC, to their credit, did 46 seconds, but they didn't show the worst of the footage. In other words, they didn't. They just showed a woman arguing with the ICE agents. They didn't show the violence, the spitting, the slurs, the F-bombs, the chanting, and they literally physically obstructed ICE from doing their job. This is where we are in this country. Democrats know this is a bad look. So on the one hand, they're getting their mobs, hey, go get them, Gestapo, Gestapo. And then on the other hand, not showing those mobs and acting like, wow, ICE agents are just walking around for no reason at all with something on their face. It's evil.
Well, these Democrats have no problem with the Hamas terrorists supporting Palestinian protesters wearing masks and Palestinian headdress covering their heads and faces.
No, they don't.
No problem with that at all.
Texture on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line writes, Gestapo picked up legal Jews who hadn't committed crimes. ICE is picking up illegal criminals. Big difference. Yeah. Now, as a reporter, I know this, okay? Cory Booker is misleading here and quite frankly lying, okay? Here's how the law, he says it's the law, here's how it works, okay? After an ICE raid, we are entitled as American people to know which officers were involved, okay? We don't have secret police in this country. Believe me, we don't want to go there. After the raid. Beforehand, no, they don't have to let you know. After, yes, that is FOIA information. Government has to hand it over. I have every reason to believe the Trump administration will. I hate it. I know the left's going to dox them and try to hurt them and their children, but that is, he's right, that's the law. However, they are not entitled to your face. They are not entitled to have an open, naked shot at photographing your face so they can put it online in an attempt to get their loons to kill you. That, the courts have ruled that, is not covered by FOIA.
Yeah.
So they have every right to cover their faces when they're doing that raid. And they've never had to do it until the Democrats started this stuff. Calling them terrorists like that. Going after their children?
Yeah.
Folks, the left is unhinged. Mm-hmm. And for Booker to say that, Lee, I mean, within what, 72 hours of an illegal immigrant burning, firebombing children mm-hmm. and a grandmother?
Yeah, Holocaust survivor.
Yeah.
I mean, holy cow. And they know it's wrong. They know it's a bad look. That's why it's not on their media, that they're not showing the mobs that have begun to show up. And I think Gateway Pundit said this morning, is Cory Booker trying to get an ICE agent killed? Yes. Yes, he is. I think he is. I think they are. To build the Gestapo narrative. All while fake Tapper goes out there and says, oh, us, we wanted the same closed borders Trump is providing. Yeah, Joe Biden was just, he was just senile and he messed up.
No.
His argument is he forgot to tell the head of Department of Homeland Security to close the border. He didn't give the order, and Mayorkas was waiting for it the whole time. He never got it. And see, so we would be just like Trump if he just would elect us again. We totally won't let another 21 million in. We won't do that. While they do this junk to try to stop these people from being deported. Texture rates, let's just make it a law that makes it illegal to wear masks at all. I mean, well, Congress could do that, but again, a better way for these Democrats, instead of trying to get ICE agents and their children hurt or killed with their lies, if you really believe this is wrong, this is Gestapo, then you go ahead, you run on changing federal law. No more immigration enforcement. Run on it. Give the American people a chance to vote on it. We'll see how it turns out. But they won't. Instead, they want the right to break the law. And we cannot give it to them. We cannot give it to them. Yeah, Texter writes, like Lee was saying, hey, Tara, what about the protesters that wear masks? Well, those are Democrats, though. That's okay. Those are violent Hamas-loving Democrats, Joe.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.